20 minutes to 4 o'clock. Brad Hardy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. Great to be with you, mate. I got you some cab served today.
Beautiful.
Auction, so you'll be happy with that. That'll be coming very, very shortly, my friend. How's Margaret Court going over there today?
Yeah, it's a lot of people today saying that, well, she's entitled to her opinion. They shouldn't be removing the name of the arena there in Melbourne, Brad. They should be scrapping a name off it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It was done for her deeds in tennis, not because of what her opinion are. So, you know, she was a marvel and still is. And, yeah, as I say, she can have her own opinion. Just don't ram it down everyone else's throat.
Yeah, I think you've put a exclamation mark to the discussion this afternoon. Brad, what did you make of the footy last night? Geelong and Port? Gee, it was close.
Yeah, it was a terrific game, wasn't it? We thought it was going to be, and we sort of leant towards Geelong because of the home ground advantage. And I thought Port were very unlucky in the end. I mean, they were just a little bit... had a couple of things gone their way. That was a little bit interesting when Charlie Dixon was called to play on after the 30 seconds to take the shot of goal. We only spoke about that the other day. So, I thought it caught him unawares. But, geez, they still had a chance. I mean, Westhoff should have had a fair dingham shot from where he was. He was kicking the ball like a cow last night. He had no idea. And in the end, you know, Robbie Gray almost marked that ball, would have gone back and probably nailed it from where he would have marked it. But that's the luck of the draw, mate. I think 9 out of 10 now Geelong have won under Chris Scott when they've been in that situation. So they've got a pretty good record.
Yeah, indeed. All right, let's look to tonight's footy. The Swannies and the Hawks at the SCG. Who do you like, Brad?
I like the Swans. I think they're going to get on top after half time. But geez, a lot of people over here just think the Swans are going to belt them. You know, and I think Hawthorn are a very proud club. And look, they're not playing as well as we know they can, of course. There's a lot of expectations. Will Tom Mitchell get 50 disposals tonight? Will they put somebody on him? Or, you know, Buddy's going to kick 8? All of these sort of things. But I think Sydney will win. How comfortable? I'm not too sure. Because every time you think something's going to be a blowout, it ends up being pretty tight. So Hawthorn will acquit themselves pretty well, but the Swans will win.
All right. Tomorrow, woof, woof, Bulldogs and St Kilda at Etihad.
Yeah, interesting one. Timmy English, the boy from Perth, he gets a chance. It surprised me a little bit because Roughhead was ready to come back in. He played in the VFL last week. I thought they would have rushed him straight back in. But he's taken a risk to coach Bevo, and he's decided to put young English in. He's probably still not fully developed. He's very wiry, very skinny kid. He's been playing a bit more football than Roughhead, so they're going to back him in tomorrow to back up Tom Boyd. So good luck to him. And look, there's Josh Bruce couldn't force his way back in, even though Nick Riewoldt's not playing. Look, I'm going with the Dogs. I thought the first 8 or 9 weeks would be a little bit tough for them, but I suspect now, coming into the bye in the not-too-distant future and beyond the bye, they'll be extremely hard to beat, and I think they'll start tomorrow.
All right, Melbourne and the Suns.
Yeah, as we said last night, no Ablett. That was a surprising one, and, there's been a lot of talk around Ablett, you know, because after the game, he apparently hurt his shoulder up there in China. Mm. And instead of coming back and rehabbing, he sat up there for 4 days in R&R. So, yeah, that's been a talking point over this side of the country today. But, look, Melbourne have, you know, sold these games in the past to try and get more money through the gate, and they've lost 3 of them. And as I say, they've been to Port Adelaide. But I think they'll be a bit better than Gold Coast on the weekend, mate. I think Melbourne will win that.
Melbourne to win. All right. Richmond and Essendon at the MCG tomorrow night.
Yeah, I like the outsiders here, the Bombers. They're going pretty well. And I think it's going to be the Dreamtime game. They're expecting about 90, 95,000 there tomorrow night. Weather looks like it's going to be good. So it should be a really interesting affair. I think if they play as tough and hard as they did last week against West Coast, they should win, isn't it?
All right. Adelaide Oval tomorrow night, the Crows and Frio.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be one-sided as people think. I think Fremantle will really take it up to them. But I'm suspecting that Adelaide might prove a little bit too strong on their home deck tomorrow night, mate.
Sunday footy, Collingwood and the Lions at the MCG.
A bit more clear cut this one, I think. Collingwood, if they if they finish start the way they finished last week, they'll be very hard to stop. Brisbane and have got a lot of woes right now, so the Pies should win easily.
Carlton and North Melbourne.
Andrew Swallow's been dropped again, so that's not good news for him. You'd think North would be a little bit too good for Carlton. I always worry about teams that come back from Perth, playing either the Eagles or the Dockers, and a couple of injuries as well to Carlton. So they'll acquit themselves okay, but I think North will be too good.
All right, and to round things out here at Domain Stadium on Sunday, the Eagles and the Giants.
Yeah, well, they finalised their squad, and unfortunately, Jeddah's got back in, which just surprises me a little bit, but he's had a block of game at East Perth, so McKenzie, Hutchings and Carpenter have missed out in that one. So Nelson and Jetta come in along with Petrie. So that's a pretty good good lineup, I think. Look, as I say, they're on their knees right now. Life's about timing. I think further down the track, the Giants will be a better side. But I think the West Coast Eagles win on the weekend, mate.
Beautiful stuff, Brad. If anyone's missed your tips, they can head to 6pr.com.au. We'll place them there. And you have a wonderful weekend. Looking forward to you and Haggers and Carl tomorrow morning, Saturday morning at the footy.
Yeah, tomorrow night we'll be at the Adelaide Oval, mate. So I hope your team wins across the weekend, folks, and you have a good weekend. Ollie, I'll talk to you Monday.
Brad Hardy, thank you.